Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Bev Flaxington is here too, ladies and gentlemen. Bev is a new friend. She's the author of Make Your Shift. I think this is the second book in that series, Make Your Shift. She is an award-winning, a best-selling author of more than one book. She is a consultant to companies just like yours and mine. She's a hypnotherapist. I'm going to try not to be to fall under her spell too much today. And she's here to talk to us about accomplishing our goals. Bev Flaxington, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. I'm so happy to be here.
It's good to have you here. I'm glad I can't see your watch tip, you know, swinging in front of me, so you won't be able to hypnotize me. Does hypnosis work?
The hypnosis works if somebody really wants to make some change happen. I've seen remarkable results, and I've also seen people that don't get anywhere. It really depends on your motivation.
So it's magic. You hypnotize people?
Sure, many.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So how does that work? I'm fascinated by this.
Basically, what you're doing is for all hypnosis is about is that we operate at the conscious level, but we have our subconscious that plays the tapes in the background, tells us what we're really, you know, supposed to do, choices we make.
Right.
Hypnosis just allows you to calm down the conscious, bring the subconscious to the forefront, usually through relaxation techniques. And so all you're doing, Jim, is you're trying to give people different messages so that they're playing different tapes the next time they want to engage in behavior that's not good for them.
Right. And you can sort of burn that into their subconscious through hypnosis, and it will change their behavior?
It will. I'll tell you, I learned to do it when I was freshman in college. I had not been a very good student, kind of struggled a little bit with grades,
mm-hmm.
wanted to do a speech on hypnosis, worked with somebody, and ended up graduating with a 3.96 average, got a scholarship to graduate school, and along the way, you know, used it on weight loss and went down to size 2.
Well, now, time out. Did you hypnotize yourself, or did you allow someone else to do that?
No, someone worked with me.
Right.
But I found it so effective that I was hooked, and I wanted to get certified myself as soon as I could. So
right.
I did that back in 91.
Fascinating. And do you use that? Do you use that to help people make the shift?
Well, you know, there's a lot of concepts in Make the Shift that do come from hypnosis techniques. So we talk about things like reframing.
Right.
We talk about things like self-talk, and those are all hypnosis techniques.
Very interesting. Well, I'm fascinated about that. You'll have to come back another time and spend some more time with us on hypnosis. I'd like to talk more about that. Right now, I want to talk about helping small business owners accomplish their goals. And that's one of the things that you do, isn't it? Help individuals and leaders get out of their own way.
Yes, I do.
Talk to us about that. How does it? You call it the shift model. Talk to us about that.
So interesting, Jim, because we were talking about the consulting work I do in clients, and it was actually a client of mine who asked me to create a model. He said, you know, you do this process with us, whether it's with individuals or the business, and is there a way that you could capture it so everybody can learn how to do it? So I went and I wrote out the different steps that I take people through and ended up creating what I call the SHIFT model. Of course, it's an acronym, so
mm-hmm.
SHIFT all stand for different steps in the model. But it's really about looking at where is it that I'm trying to get to, what is it that's been standing in my way, what's the people component for good or difficulty, what options do I have, and then what is the specific plan that I can put in place in order to be able to take this step by step by step by step. I see so many businesses, Jim, I'm sure you see this too, it's that joke about how do you eat an elephant, you know,
right.
one bite at a time.
Right.
They're trying to eat the whole elephant, and so what they need to do sometimes is really break it down and figure out what does this really look like.
So you're talking about really, it sounds like you're saying, okay, let's identify what's happening around me. Let's catalog, let's inventory the influences, the people, the things, the lack of which that are in my environment here, and sort of identify how they're impacting me positively or negatively. That's kind of what it sounds like.
That's a lot of it. And, you know, there's one key area, Jim, I have to say, I think that we overlook so much, and I call that the obstacles.
Right.
You know, we tell business people, you know, you can do it and go out and have a positive attitude and motivate your people and don't focus on the difficulty. But let's face it, small businesses are fraught with obstacles. There's all kinds of things standing in our way. So why not be more proactive and practical and actually capture those obstacles,
mm-hmm.
let people get everything out on the table that's holding them back from success,
right?
But then categorize them, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's out of my control? You know, some of the issues you were talking related to, you know, the brains in D.C. and the tax changes,
mm-hmm.
and all of these things. These may be out of my control. I can go and I can try to lobby, but day to day. So take those off the table. Focus
right.
on those things you can control and you can influence.
Mm-hmm.
So many people are resistant to actually looking at what's in the way, and I say, get out,
for small business owners, a lot of times those are family issues. And I'm not saying that they're family things that somebody's doing something bad to you, you know. I'm talking about just things that happen, and it's hard to separate those two, but you have to kind of do that, don't you? You have to say, okay, in this moment, I've got to deal with my business.
But you are keying on something I think is so insightful. The I in my shift model, I call it identify the human
mm-hmm.
factor.
Mm-hmm.
We are so... people are everywhere, right? Whether it's the family, whether it's the staff, whether it's
right.
me as the individual small business owner. I have
right.
my strengths. I have my places that,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's my Achilles heel. And again, I don't think, Jim, we look at this enough in our planning process. You know, take those things into account
right.
and plan around them.
The people. You know what the problem with humanity is, don't you, Bev?
Well, I know there's a lot, but tell me which one you're talking about.
The problem with humanity is the humans.
that's my favorite line to my clients. I always tell them, if you had no people, you'd have no problem.
Exactly. 20 after the hour. The book is called Make Your Shift, the 5 most powerful moves you can make to get where you want to go. And when we come back, we're going to bore down into this a little bit more and get a little bit closer to small businesses. Beverly D. Flaxington is the name of the book. She and I will be right back. It's 20 after. Here's CCR to take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.